You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Do we want to get into the segment we're going to do, or do we want to touch on all of the passion that is coming in through our text line?
It's a lot of grass passion.
Well, two things. Apparently, I've been on my soapbox this morning over women's rights when it comes to nudity, and also on the whole xeriscaping thing in lawns in Denver, which I say are stupid. And some of the lawn Nazis have been reaching out to me, trying to smack me down.
Of course, as anything goes, you're going to have people on both sides, of course.
Sure.
And you're going to have the lawn people, which I am somewhere in the middle on this. I mean,
I love
my lawn.
You love it.
I love maintaining a lawn. I love green lawns.
Does it kill you just a little bit when I advocate for tearing all that up?
I also have a strip of AstroTurf on the side of my house going all the way down, and that's the dog area. So I understand that, you know, the benefits of not having to maintain a certain area, although mm-hmm. I do have to go out there and hose it down every now and then. But for me, I mean, I just enjoy the lawn. But I'm a person that brings me pleasure. When I'm outside working and maintaining, to me it becomes a hobby.
Well, if you were putting other plants in there, you could go out and maintain those.
I have other plants as well. It's just I like the landscape lifestyle. So that is for me. I just got finished watching The Blue Zones. It's this series on Netflix about blue zones, where it's people that live to 100 years old in these certain areas around the planet, and how they're doing it. One of the big things on there were that these people are living to 100 because they go out in their yards, and they work in their yards, they garden, they maintain plants. And it's so beneficial to your life.
I watched the first two episodes of that, and then I got the message after two. I didn't watch the rest of it, but I would maintain that the two episodes I saw, it had nothing to do with grass whatsoever. Not one of those centenarians was mowing grass. They were doing gardens, and that's a completely different thing.
They talk about people outside all day maintaining, chopping wood, working in gardens.
Why don't you take a lot of that backyard grass mm-hmm. and convert it into a garden, and then you could be out there gardening every day, which would A,
that's great,
save our environment a little bit, B, provide food for your family, and C, help you live longer.
Yeah, no, that's great. Great idea. And what we did with our backyard is I actually, like, the perimeter of the entire yard, I brought in rock. It's all rock. So I've just got very little grass in the back to maintain, but I think it looks pretty.
You know, the funny thing about it, too, is that the front of our house is the place that gets the most sunshine, not mm-hmm. the back, because we live in a forest. And so the back of the house is pretty much shaded a lot because of the woods. And Gretch wants to put in a garden so badly. And so in the front of the house where the traditional flower beds and bushes are that people put, she planted some tomatoes and stuff like that. And she's waiting for the day that, you know, we get the hateful HOA email thing that says, you cannot have, you know, garden plants, tomatoes in front of your house. Those need to go in the back of your house. It's not in people's sight and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, this is so dumb that they are now trying to regulate where you can grow vegetables.
That's actually, again, the new Colorado laws are out, and it sucks that I know all this stuff because I'm on my HOA board.
What's that? What's the
Colorado
law?
You can have gardens in your front yard and side yards now. You can plant a garden right in your front yard. So it's a bunch of stuff that Polis passed. So yeah, you can do gardens in the front yard now if you want, which is a little silly to me to go walk through like a Highlands Ranch neighborhood and you see a bunch of pumpkins and stuff growing in the front yard.
Why is that silly, though? We are human beings, and we rely on food. The front of everyone, wherever it's sunny,
obviously,
they can best do
obviously,
it. They should have a garden, and it shouldn't
obviously.
Be considered silly.
It's
and I'll
obvious.
Tell you something else about my anti-lawn stance.
What's that?
I believe I speak for a silent majority. I think more people agree with me on getting rid of stupid grass lawns in a desert like Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to speak up and say it because there are people like you who love their green lawns.
Yeah.
And like some of the texts that we've gotten from people telling me to shut up because they want their green lawn. I think people agree with me, but they're afraid to speak up. That's what I think.
Maybe.
Because, you know, it's contrary to, you know, lawn care. And you've got the HOA stuff where
but again,
if
this
you don't
is coming
have a
from
perfectly
a guy who,
green lawn, you get shot down by your HOA.
But this truly is coming from a guy who does not like lawn care. You hire it out. You'd rather not have a lawn. You don't want any of that. You don't want to work outside. So obviously you're going to have this stance.
I was just outside working yesterday. I think lawns are stupid. Gardens and other plants around your house, fantastic. But green Kentucky bluegrass in the state of Colorado, which is a desert?
It's not for you. Well, hey, the laws are changing.
Anybody.
The laws are changing here, and it's, you know, up for grabs now. You can do this stuff. I mean, you can go through my community that's, you know, somewhat strict on stuff. We got 100 houses in my community, and now you can rock the hell out of everything if you want.
Well, I'm not a rock fan either, but that's you, and
I know
you
what
love
I mean.
Your rock.
You can do anything. Mulch, rock, drought-resistant plants, you know, whatever.
And everything with the rock.
Whatever.
But, you know, a lot of people are texting in about golf courses. You know, what about golf courses? Well, yes, I think the whole idea of watering all those golf courses is kind of dumb, too. However, percentage-wise, the number of golf courses in the Denver metro area versus the number of front lawns, it's not even close. It's night and day.
And
right?
A lot of those come
about
from
thousands of front lawns, tens of thousands, and a handful of golf courses.
And a lot of those come from drainage ponds and stuff, too. I mean, there's a drainage.
The non-potable water.
Yes, there's a drainage pond by me, and there's big signs that it says it waters the Foothills Golf Course, you know, so it's all runoff, and then they dump it on the golf courses. So.
All right, let's go back to women being allowed to be topless. How do you feel about that?
Are they allowed to garden that way?
Why not? Why shouldn't they? Dina was texting with me about the whole women topless thing. She goes, hey, thank you for, you know, supporting women's rights. And I'm like, well, yeah, I can see that it's a women's rights issue, but at the same time, to me, it's a common sense rights issue over just women's rights.
Yeah, it's like a human right just to be able to go
it's
out
human.
And lay
it's human
in the
rights
sun
and common sense.
Get some vitamin D and skin cancer.
It's just pushing back against puritanical thought that was instituted, let's admit it, by men. Okay? It's not like women stood up thousands of years ago and said, we should be clothed at all times. It was dudes who said, that is forbidden. You know, that is sexualizing the human body and blah, blah.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of women that did that, too. But there was, you know, there was groups.
That'll be the day when you go back thousands of years ago where they allowed women to create laws and, you know, moral statutes.
I'd have to do the research on it before I spout off.
Good luck finding, you know, some society a couple hundred or thousand years ago where women were allowed to make the rules. It was some guy who said it. And everyone else is like, harumph, harumph, you're right. Women aren't allowed to do that.
I feel like it might have been Nicole's grandma in Iowa might have been a part of it.
No, she just grew up in a patriarchal society where they told women how to think and what to do.
Yeah.
And finally we're coming around, you know, and getting rid of some of that crap.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's women's rights. I mean,
it's just,
by default
I think it's a
it
human
is,
right.
But it's mostly just human and common sense, I think.
Just go out and lay in the sun. Who cares?
Or I could be wrong.